life is full of contradictions, paradoxes, things that are supposed to work but don't. And mostly because they're too hard to confront or we're too busy to bother, we ignore them, while all along they're tearing us apart. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called Dying to Live. Our day-to-day lives are cluttered, jam-packed, full of paradoxes, contradictions. Boy meets girl would be somewhere at the top of the list. That chemistry, that excitement, that joy, it's hardwired. They get married, and a few years later, all of a sudden, it gets hard. So hard, in fact, that between 40 and 50% of those marriages end up in divorce. Paradox. Silence can be deafening. Paradox. Doing nothing after a while becomes exhausting. Paradox. Shopping isn't satisfying. Paradox. The list just goes on, one after the other. But you see, most times, we don't think about them. Most times, we're too busy. Life is just too complex to sort through those contradictions. So we ignore them. We let the media tell us what to think and what to believe. And somewhere below the surface, deep inside our spirit somewhere, those paradoxes, these deep contradictions, are tearing us apart. Paradox. I wonder whether it isn't time to take stock. You know, to have a paradox stock take. Let's just stop and think for a minute. How satisfying is my life? How happy am I? If I died tonight, lying on my deathbed, would I think, yep, it's been a great life. I wouldn't have changed a thing. I suspect a very high proportion of people would have some very unsettling answers to those questions. Just look through our lives, family. How rich are those relationships? Our work and our vocation. How happy am I with what I do? How happy am I with the relationships at work? My leisure time, nights. Do I just watch some rerun of something on the tube? Weekends, what do I do with my weekends? Holidays, are they satisfying or are they empty? I mean, do they live up to the brochures? Or do I get there and think, oh, I'm still not happy? Deep down in my spirit, is everything right? Or is there something missing? In my behaviour, am I happy with that? I was having lunch with a man not long ago who was justifying to me why he'd left his wife and two children for a woman 15 years younger than him. You think he's happy? Then there's just me, who I am. I look in the mirror. How happy am I with who I am? How happy are you with who you are? Okay, there are some external negative factors that happen from time to time. Things that are not our fault, things we can't avoid, things we can't do anything about. We all have those. Yet somehow we've got good things happening in our lives, but we're not happy. They're not working. Something's broken. We're full to overflowing, but something's missing. Even with those external negatives that happen, sometimes we have a sense of calling or destiny on our lives. They shouldn't be there. My hunch is this stuff is ringing a few bells out there. These paradoxes are going on, and there are tensions inside that are pulling us apart. Something is missing. Something is broken. Something isn't right. This is a paradox. And most people just meander along through life and ignore it. Because we're too busy. Because it's too hard to confront. And what we don't notice is we think we're walking along a nice level piece of land, but actually it's gone gradually, gradually downhill. Most people would give anything, anything to have a great life. I would just die to have a life like that. Stop. Have a look. Have a think. What are the paradoxes going on in your life? What are the things that should be working that aren't working? What are the things that should be blessing you that aren't blessing you? How many people are in marriages who aren't being blessed by that relationship? I'd give anything. I would just die to have that sort of a life, I can hear you say. That's a paradox. But let's unpack that sentiment for a minute. Would you? Would you die? Would you die to live? Think of a smoker. Now, here's the question. Smoking is killing a person. Most people who smoke will die of emphysema or cancer. The smoker's addicted. It's costing him life. But will he pay the price now to get the reward later? It depends on how much he wants to live. Will he die to that to get true life. When I say I would just die to have a great life, would I? Would you? Are you and I prepared to take stock of those paradoxes and say that one and that one? I actually have to make some changes here. I actually have to do some stuff here, because here's the crunch. In the paradox stock take, there are things tearing people apart. Smoking tears people apart. They know it's bad. They know it's killing them. They still do it. Do you think you can have a fun life like that? It's not just smoking. It's all the other things in our life that tear us apart inside. The things that we know, well, they're just not quite right. Are we prepared to pay the cost? When we say, I would just die to have a great life, would we? There was a wealthy young man. He wasn't satisfied. There was something missing. And for him, eternal life was the trigger. And he walked up to Jesus 2,000 years ago. And he said, what do I have to do? What do I have to do to get eternal life? Now, this guy's rich. This guy's rich in a subsistence economy where most people were struggling to get enough wheat to eat. This guy is rich and something is missing. And he says to Jesus, what must I do? And Jesus knew exactly what was going on. So Jesus helps him to unpack the problem. He cuts right to the heart. Jesus says, look, keep the commandments. Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't lie. And the young man says, I've done all of that. And listen to the words he says, but something is still missing. What a paradox. Well, you want to get your life together, says Jesus? Go sell everything you have and give it to the poor and then come and follow me. Bang. Finger right on the issue. Is Jesus saying we all need to be poor? No, no. You look at a whole bunch of people throughout the Bible and God blesses them and they become wealthy. Solomon, David, look, there's a list as long as your arm. That's not what Jesus is saying here. Jesus is putting his finger on the one thing that is stopping this young man from having a great life, because his wealth is binding him up. His sense of value is bound up in his wealth. And Jesus says, look, go get rid of that and I'll give you wealth like you can't believe. I'll give you a spiritual wealth. I'll give you a life, an eternal life you cannot imagine. Jesus peels back the layers of the onion. What did the young man do? Well, when the young man heard it, he went away sad because he had great wealth. There's a price to following Jesus Christ. Not some fairy floss, lovey-dovey, happy ending kind of story. There is a price, and that price is laying things down. That price is taking the things that we know are ruining our lives and laying them down and changing. And it turns out, though, that the price is laying down the very things that are ruining our lives, just like the smoker. You know, I used to hear this word repent and think, oh, what rubbish. But Jesus puts his finger on the things that are ruining our lives and calls us to an abundant life. I would die to have a life like that. Would you? Would you really? Are you really prepared to pay the price? The rest of this week, we'll be looking at that question from a different perspective. Love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.